Hello. All right. Well, Rob Shooter, it's a new day for us, but we have to stay the same, okay? Let's.
Are you gonna get a little Hollywood?
Wait, hold on 1 second. Here we go. Let's do it. All right, Rob Shooter, it is a new day for
it
us.
It is a new day.
New day in the sense that we want to say thank you. Not to you, Rob Shooter. Well, I will thank you because you are a part of this as well, but for listening to Rob Shooter and myself, people are listening.
I love this.
And thank it's scary.
So be honest, what happened is we got a breakdown of all the podcasts here at iHeartRadio. I think there's over 250,000 podcasts that iHeart put at iHeartMedia.
This dog and pony show that we put on.
Spit and Potatoes podcast.
Jesus.
Is in the top 11? Top 10?
11. I'll
take... Number 11. So thank you for listening. It's awfully sweet. We've been doing this now a couple of years, and it started as two friends. We're friends outside of this place. And it started as... We love celebrities, and we love gossiping about them.
Just like everybody. You talk to your friends about just like, hey, did you hear what that Jennifer Aniston got everybody together, and they took an Instagram?
6 million people. So like, it's just literally what we would do at night over text.
Without microphones.
Or in a drink.
Yeah.
And at a bar. And so we thought we'd stick some microphones in our faces and talk about celebrities. So thank you for listening. Thank you.
We're not going to get big heads because we already do. We have the biggest heads possible.
We both have physically big heads.
No, I grew up with a big head.
I do have a big head.
I've never seen you wear a cap, like a baseball
cap. I don't know.
Cap.
I think I'd have to trouble getting one.
I do too.
Downton Abbey experience was in New York, and I love Downton Abbey. And they were
happy. I went to the Friends experience.
There's the difference. And they gave me a bowler hat, and they couldn't find one to fit my head. It was awfully embarrassing. So we're trying to be kind, and then it turned into this whole embarrassing thing. So I was leaving the experience, and my head was too big. And so they kept trying all these different hats. And in the end, I was like, you know, guys, it's a lovely offer. Keep the hat. They sent a bowler hat to my house a week later. Thank you.
So I know you are you're very up on sports, but in baseball, they have what they call a fitted cap. So a baseball cap. So growing up, every time I would go to a baseball store to get one of those hats, the guy would have to get a ladder,
right up the top.
Go all the way up to the top.
The biggest hat they
and
have.
Once he gets to the top, goes...
Don't have your size.
We don't have your size.
No hat for you.
I would have to get mine ordered from a special place just to have a normal baseball hat. So that's how my childhood went. So this is what you get when you listen to Celebrity Buzz, and we appreciate it, where we just jump into the week's stories, what's brewing, what's everyone talking about. Like for instance, right now, the fact that Jennifer Aniston's making waves everywhere.
It's craziness.
She has a brand new show coming up on Apple TV.
Based on loosely the Matt Lauer scandal.
See, that's the thing, though.
She's saying it's not, but it is.
But it is. And ironically enough, Matt Lauer hits the news again this week for self-promotion.
Right. They were saying it was based on Matt before this book hit. Now that the book has hit and lots of words have been added into the debate, we thought he was a cheater. We thought many things about Matt Lauer. Rapist was not a word we were using until this week.
A very strong word.
Smartly so. Jennifer and her production company and Reese have decided, you know what, we probably don't want to be associated with this. So suddenly the show called The Morning Show, that's based on a disgraced anchor, male anchor, who gets fired. Now it's not based on Matt Lauer because they don't want to be associated with it. It's even too naughty and dirty for them. So it's probably a smart move to try and stay away. But the big news, too, is that she joined Instagram.
Well, here's the thing I wanted to talk to you about. So Jennifer Aniston joins Instagram about 48 hours ago, has close to 7 million plus.
As of this taping of this.
Right.
It'll be more in 10 minutes.
By your listening, you'll be like, well, you liars. She's at 45 million. But... So with that scandal coming out of Matt Lauer and trying to kind of sweep it under the rug that her show that she's paid a lot for, which we'll go through
in
a second.
How much?
Do you think she goes, hey guys, let's all get together, her former cast from Friends, let's take a picture. And I'm joining Instagram.
It's very clever. I was told, so I'm a gossip columnist, and so I hit the phones, and my sources told me it was Reese. It was actually Reese that made her do this. So Reese suggested to Jennifer, it's a wonderful way to get information directly to the public instead of going through the media. Jennifer's very suspicious of the media. She doesn't do a lot of interviews. And also, too, Reese said to Jen, a lot of misinformation out there about you being pregnant, engaged, married. You can correct it yourself on Instagram. You can just quickly say, I'm not pregnant.
That's smart.
And so Jen was like, who's pretty shy about this. She doesn't like this. She was like, I'll give it a try. Now, in the past, whenever she does these photographs with the cast of Friends, they have to hashtag her because they can't tag her,
right?
Because she's not in it. So somebody put up this picture. I think it's one of the guys, and she responded, "You no longer have to hashtag me. I'm here." And so she took that picture, which is a couple of weeks old, and she posted it herself. It's so interesting to see if she likes it. A lot of celebrities have done this when they have a project. Tom Cruise did it for Mission Impossible.
Yep.
The minute the movie was over, Tom didn't do it anymore.
Well, it's interesting because Will Smith has kind of made his resurgence in his career based off of Instagram once Ellen said, "Hey, why don't you join Instagram?" Where he literally has a production company follow him around just to film stuff.
Right. I don't think Jen's cut out for this. I hope I'm wrong. I know her a little bit. I've covered her for over a decade. She's very private. And suddenly to take pictures of her breakfast or her shoes or her house,
no, I think,
she won't do that. It's going to be very private.
I think just like you said, when you know the tabloid comes out that she's going to give birth to eight sets of twins, and she can easily just hop on and say, hey,
I'm not pregnant.
Hello, not pregnant. Right. And
it still does take a different mindset to what Jen has.
Right.
She's fiercely private. It's really hard to get reporting on her because she doesn't leave the house very much. And if she does, she does it stealth bomber.
I think she's going to become an Instagram influencer.
Julia Roberts did it. So Julia is another one that's really, really private. Julia now enjoys Instagram. She doesn't post a lot of pictures, but when she wants to get her point across, she does. They're pretty arty. They're not very direct. Like, I want to see your fridge. What's in your bathroom? What's in your, like, I don't think we're going to get that from Jen, but I think these pictures she'll post, and Reese is helping her do it, and I hope she enjoys it. Julia Roberts went on to say she actually kind of enjoys it.
So, Rob, if I was following you on Instagram right now and you decide to show everyone in the world what's in your fridge, what am I seeing? It's the beginning of the week, so either you just went to the supermarket,
or just finished,
or you're a week behind, and it's
a very
extremely
empty fridge. It's a bottle of water, several bottles of water. It will be
which is good because a guest comes over, you can offer water.
We can have water. There'll be milk. There will be some dog food in there, which I keep in the fridge.
What? Organic dog food.
So there's dog food. There's fish food. I have fish. There's a bottle of milk and there's water. I think there might be half a tuna sandwich that I ordered last night.
See, it would be interesting just, I think, maybe once or twice to see Julia Roberts do that.
I love people's fridges. When I went to Elvis's house, who we went with here a couple of weeks ago, the first thing I did, it's so rude, he went to the bathroom and I looked in his fridge. I love looking
at people's
fridges.
So you waited till he went.
And sometimes I even take pictures of people's fridges. I love people's fridges. I see if they have I've got ketchup. I've got a bottle of ketchup. I'm making some mayonnaise. What is most in your fridge? Probably baby stuff. And like, you have a very different life
yes and no.
You have children, so you've got to have stuff, food. You've got to feed kids,
apparently. Lot of food. Yeah, yes, you have to feed kids daily,
people my age
don't need to feed that much.
We order it.
I would love one Friday night for you to come come out to Jersey, which is just a rarity within itself.
No, I don't go to Jersey.
I know, you don't go to Jersey. and babysit my two kids.
I'd be really...
We're talking dinner?
No.
A bath?
No, for me or the kids?
No, the kids. No. A bedtime story?
Absolutely not.
And then you get the rest of the night.
Absolutely.
You just got to watch the monitor and make sure.
I was there. They'd want to sit with me. I wouldn't do it, and I'd give them candy, so they'd be up all night.
They would think you're Mr. Mary Poppins.
They think I'm very strange.
We just watched Mary Poppins.
I'd come up with an umbrella and say, "Hello, children."
Yeah, no,
practically perfect in every way.
My brother-in-law is is from Nottingham.
Very
and
nice.
But they're convinced... He knows Mary Poppins. So they will grill you on Mary Poppins.
I know everything about her. I'll say she's a slut. Oh, what a terrible thing to say.
What a terrible thing to say to a four-year-old. Why would you say that to a four-year-old?
It's a horrible thing
to say. We were talking about Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, he's got to say how much money she's
yes,
making.
Yes, here we go. So Jennifer Aniston is doing the new Apple series Morning Show, and it just came out.
Let's just say before we give the number away. So on Friends, they ended up earning $1 million an episode each. $1 million each. Is it more or less? What do you think? What is it, Garrett?
You got to think more.
Less.
Just
it's not Friends. It's not. I mean, I know the answer, but I would think that it was less. Yes, because so many people watched Friends. It was on network TV.
Right.
The ad rates are so much higher than they are on Apple. I would say it should be less. What is it?
All right. So according to this report, insiders from the Hollywood Reporter that both women, we're talking Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, have made $2 million per episode.
Oh,
so
each.
$20 million for the first season.
She got a 100% raise. This is the thing about Apple TV. Then at the minute, they're not running programs to make money or to make a profit. They just want to break into the TV business.
Right. You got
to
come Apple, big.
So you and me, if our iPhones are paying for Jen. Like the iPhones are subsidizing the TV
division.
Know,
you know that iTunes agreement that we don't want to read?
Yes.
In there, it says you will
give
be playing
the dollar to Jen.
Yes.
So every time you download a Justin Bieber song, Jen gets 50 cents.
Or stream
cents.
It.
You, Jen's, because this is a loss. Like, there's no way.
When you're playing Candy Crush, you're paying for Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon's paycheck.
No way that any TV show could afford that. Even if you were Super Bowl numbers, if you got 20 million viewers a week, you still couldn't make a profit at those type of numbers. And so, good
this
for
show
you, Jen.
Is going to have to be good.
It's, even if it's bad,
it's going to have to be very,
so she got
very
$20 million.
Good. That's incredible.
Imagine if it's awful.
You and I are in the wrong business, especially since we're not making any money on this podcast.
Yes.
All right. Nicki Minaj. So, here's the interesting thing about Nicki Minaj. So Nicki Minaj a few weeks ago said, I'm done.
Retired.
Music.
Finished.
No more.
Goodbye. Poof.
I don't think a lot of people believed it, though. You know, she's young enough.
Think Nicki believed it.
But yet she still
said
it. She
believed it. Cardi B. She's like, whoop, whoop.
Oh, finally.
Thank God.
I could take a breath.
Yeah, Cardi B is the only one.
But Nicki Minaj said, I want to concentrate on my family.
Nice.
You know, I want to do some other things outside of music. And it just comes out today where she says herself, I worked on new music with Adele. And Adele has new music
on. There's two things here. One, it's new music. You said you weren't. Two, it's Adele. It's
right.
The biggest new music. If you did new music with somebody like that we didn't care about, okay. But
right.
You did new music. If you did new music with Lindsay Lohan, you did retire. You retired.
So not only did she held her breath for 2 weeks while we all said, okay, Nicki Minaj has moved on.
But with the biggest star in the world, Adele.
You know what? Guaranteed. She already worked on
their
it.
Their styles, though, are so different. Like, I wonder what it's going to sound like. Adele is so old school, big key changes, almost Whitney Houston-like.
Well, I think it'll be like, it'll be an Adele song, Nicki Minaj kind
we'll
of
rap
in like
a chorus.
Yeah, rap a chorus or two
right.
at the end. But I feel that Nicki, when she announced this, had no idea when Adele was going to release this project.
Adele has not confirmed it. Nicki actually said, I shouldn't say this.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. So she's been waiting on Adele to announce this.
And
you can't hold your life up for Adele.
Right.
So what do you say? You say, you know what? I'm done with music. And then Adele says, by the way, you might be done, but I'm releasing that song.
Do you know what I
recorded.
Think happens? I don't know this, but I've hit the phones to try and get the reporting for you. But what I think happened is they recorded a song together. It maybe didn't go so great. It might never be released. Now it has to be released because Nicki shut her mouth off. So if you record
it, that's true.
So I think Adele's
have you
like,
seen that with, because you worked with Jennifer Lopez?
Like, somebody, if you wanted a song out, if you announce that you did it, we're always going to look for this song. So on the next Adele album, if she don't want to put the Nicki song on, she doesn't have to. But we're all going to ask her, what happened to the Nicki song? Like, this is the song we want.
It's going to be the thing.
I hear it's a little bit like when Alicia worked with Jay-Z on that fantastic New York
Empire.
Yeah, fantastic. So, and that's Adele. Big ballad, big key-changing, soaring melodies like Alicia. And then Nicki will come on like Jay-Z and rap, but I hear it's not as good as that. But you never know. Good luck. Would you be pissed if you were Adele? I'd be like, I didn't announce that.
I would too, but I also kind of like, in knowing artists, they want to, as soon as they make it, they want to put it out there.
Yes.
You know, it's the suits and ties of the world that say,
no, we need a plan. We need
strategy.
We need something viral
to
happen. Let's get a baby.
We need something in the fourth quarter.
Let's get a baby to roll down a hill.
That's how they talk.
Crash into a wall, and then your song will be playing in the background.
Who's Cardi going to record a song with that, Mariah? Like, if I was Cardi,
like, all right, so,
I'd be like...
So let's be it. So who would be the equivalent...
Who's the equivalent of Adele? Sam Smith. If I was Cardi, I'd call up Sam Smith and say, oh, why don't you do a duet?
Beyonce.
That's pretty good.
Because you need a very big, heavy
hitter.
If you're going to go toe-to-toe...
With Adele. You and me could do a duet with Adele, and it would be a hit.
Oh,
like,
Adele.
100%. It's called Adele.
100%. 100%.
Nicki. You know, I hope you haven't blown this by shooting your mouth off.
I don't think so.
Maybe you've helped it.
Well, I don't think we caused it.
Not us. Nicki.
Oh, Nicki.
Yeah, Nicki shot her mouth off. We didn't. This isn't sourcing. This is Nicki.
Yeah, no.
She's the source. She's the one that said it.
Rob Shooter, if we had that inside info.
It'd be great. I'd love this scoop.
This podcast right here would go
from... No one would believe it, though. If I broke a story that Adele and Nicki, sources tell me Adele and Nicki, and the source is Nicki, I wouldn't be able to tell you that. But if I did a story, you'd be like, oh, Rob Shooter.
Get out of town. Get out of town. All right, let's talk about one of your frenemies, Bethany Frankel.
It's my reporting.
Yes, coming straight from Rob Shooter, naughtygossip.com. Bethany has had zero contact with the other ladies of her cast.
It's crazy. So Bethany quit
the show.
By the
way, yes, that is Katie Couric in the background.
I didn't see her. Hello, Katie. Yes. I know Katie Couric. Oh, look at the doggy. Hello, Katie. Look at that little doggy. Oh, that's Elvis's doggy. Katie looks good.
Yeah, Katie Couric. Also,
did she read the Matt Lauer book? Is that what she's talking about?
No, she has her own podcast.
Oh, Katie, I don't care. I want to hear about Matt Lauer.
She's in our competition.
Did we beat her? What number is she?
Well, she hasn't started yet.
Oh, when does that start?
Yeah, very soon. So we need to keep on our game. We need to.
I've got
to
get it.
Yes.
I've got to get a red dress and high heels. I've got to beat Katie.
And start doing the news.
Bethany Frankel. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. She quit the Real Housewives.
We reported
it first. I spoke to the Housewives. Since she finished filming, so not since she quit, which was only 2 weeks ago, since she finished filming, which was months ago, she's had zero contact with the ladies. Bethany's not friends with those girls. And this is not dishing Bethany. I don't like Bethany, but this isn't being mean about her. She treats the Housewives, so she treated it like a job. But it wasn't a job like me and you, where we become friends after work and go for a drink. Bethany did the shoot, left. They didn't see her again until the next season. So the ladies have had zero contact with Bethany. She didn't text them saying she was quitting. They read about it in the press. And so, poof, gone. I know.
It's interesting. I mean, we all have those coworkers too, where as much as like, hey, you know, when we leave, we're going to be friends.
Are you still friends? To Greg T, he left.
But
it will get less and less.
Less and less. It happens. It just happens.
Even if you say, I love you, bro. I want to miss you. Within a month.
By the way, you would never get cast on the Jersey Shore. Sorry. You would never get.
You don't. I used to have this friend, Susan, when I was a publicist for J-Lo. Susan had the office next to me. She did for Elle. And we used to talk. We had coffee every day at 4 o'clock, every day for 4 or 5 years. I missed her crazy when I left the company. I miss Susan and the coffee more than anything, more than J-Lo. And, but a week passes, a month passes,
time,
2 months, and now I haven't seen Susan in a couple of years.
Well,
sad.
You know what it is? It's the equivalent of high school. So you graduate high school, you get the...
Your best friend, mine was Craig Smith. I've not spoken to him in 10 years.
Joe Capabianca.
Will it happen to us?
He's actually an animation artist.
If this moment gets cancelled, not if, but when we get cancelled.
When? Trust me, when?
Blow kisses at each other across a crowded room?
Well, yes. Well, we'll kind of wink. We'll do that wink where we don't want to overdo it. But it's like high school where... End of the year, you graduate, you get the yearbook. I come over to you, Rob Schuerter. You're like, hey, send my yearbook. Hey, friends forever. See you next week.
Best friends forever.
Ever.
Never see you ever
and
again.
That's the last time you ever see of those
nice,
people
I do
ever
think
again.
That's life, though. You shouldn't feel bad about it. I do like those friendships where I bump into people I've not seen in months, maybe years, and you pick up like... You never let go. There's some people, though, that I've met after years that be like, I have nothing to say to you.
Well, it's that. And I tell interns here, they're like, oh, I'm going to come back whenever. Like, listen, you're never coming back.
And you don't want to come back. Go and fly.
Right, exactly.
Like,
get out of the
assistant,
nest.
An old assistant who still comes to my office to see me too often. And I'm like, dude, you got to fly. But we don't want to see you anymore.
You hear the story. So Elton John, he's out promoting his book.
Oh, this book, I've got a copy of it.
Oh, you do?
Delicious. Today I read a chapter.
Drug, sex, rock and roll.
Today, my favorite story. So he dishes about a ton of celebrities, which I adore. But my favorite story I read this morning before coming down here. It's like chapter 4 or something. He talks about his... losing his hair. He talks about being bald.
Right.
And he said how upset he was, and in the 70s he started to lose it, and that's why he wore the baseball caps all the time.
The big caps,
And then he had a hair dye in New York City, and that's when his hair really fell out. It was a terrible hair dye. He's had transplants, all sorts, so he finally got a rug. He got a toupee. He's at his house in Atlanta, fast asleep, and he hears this noise, and so he goes downstairs, puts a robe on. Creeps downstairs, halfway down the stairs, he says, oh, I've not got my hair on. Runs back upstairs to put his wig on, because his rationale is if I get murdered, I want to dye my hair on. I don't want them to find me the police without my rug. And so he walks into the kitchen, and there's two men fixing the sink, workmen. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah. They were like, sorry to wake you up, Mr. John, blah, blah. And they kept looking at him really strangely. And Elton was like, they're starstruck, I'm Elton John. And then he went back up to bed, and he passed a mirror. His wig was on backwards.
Oh.
And he did say without a wig too, he looks like Shrek. He's adorable. This book is so honest. This is my favorite autobiography.
So Elton John was on with Kimmel last night, and he was talking about a story that I believe he was at. He was in some wintry place with Stevie Wonder. I love these celeb stories where
so
it's like
fabulous.
It's like so it was me, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Lady Gaga. So Stevie Wonder goes, "I want to ride your snowmobile."
okay. He goes, be blind, Stevie.
Yeah. No. So they let Stevie Wonder go on the snowmobile.
Oh, killed him.
And he goes, well, that's at least one off of my competition. One down. Let's get...
the one person he doesn't really dish about who he doesn't really like is Madonna. So he's had a long feud with Madonna. Right. And I was hoping for more juice. I skimmed every page to see Madonna. I'm such a Madonna fan. He doesn't like her, but there's not that much juice on her. Ton of juice on... He went on tour with Tina Turner and she made him feel fat. He didn't like that. She was not very nice to him.
I think the coolest part is the fact when other celebrities talk about other celebrities, like you and I talk as if we're best friends. You know what I mean? Right. It's that weird world that will never.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah,
it just
exactly.
To be, he tells the story that he was at Studio 54 and Liza Minnelli was so high that she came over and asked him to marry her. He was like, Liza, A, I'm gay, and B, we just met. Calm down. And so it's very funny. This book is delicious. If you want juicy, and it's told, I don't know if he wrote it himself, but if he didn't, he had a great ghostwriter because it's literally worded like Elton's.
I would
gossip.
Love for him to sit down and do the whole recording. He
talks to him about sex, like some really juicy parts. He said that he was never that into sex. His thing was having beautiful men come over and get on his snooker, we'd call it a pool table, and he would watch them. So he said he was a voyeur.
Oh, he's a voyeur.
Voyeur? That's it. He said he was a voyeur. Which probably kept him alive because his generation of gay men with HIV and AIDS, it was a scary time. So he actually says that because he didn't really have that much sex.
I couldn't be a voyeur, Rob.
You couldn't look at me constantly.
Doing it? No, I need to be.
I would look at myself.
I need to be a part of the show.
Really? I don't know. Yes, I think I do too.
Yeah, right.
Personal. Move along.
It's kind of boring. Like, I've never been to a strip club.
I've never been to a strip club.
Either.
I did go to the Playboy Club here in New York on 42nd Street?
But isn't it kind of more like a club and not like a...
paneled wood bar.
Yeah, but it's not
a strip club.
It's not a strip club.
It's not. It's like a club.
So
it's really expensive. Drinks are like $20. Don't go.
Yeah.
It was really expensive.
Glowing endorsement.
So
there goes our Playboy sponsorship.
Oh, God, yeah.
But even going to a strip club, it's the whole persona of sitting down with a friend and having a steak dinner.
And then watching a girl or a boy strip and I'd be like,
and be,
hello, I'd be like, what's your name? Hello?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Kardashian? They'd be like, why don't you just watch me?
Rob Shooter and I would be the only ones asked to leave the strip club for doing something not illegal but
can
more annoying.
Can you stop asking the girls questions?
Are you paying them for these questions?
How much does it? What's a lap dance? Why do you charge more? What do you do that she doesn't?
Yeah.
I'd be so nosy. They'd ask us to leave. Okay, we're a big hit. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for listening. You don't know what it means for us. It means a lot, so thank you for listening. This week, next week, and future weeks, my name is Garrett. That's Rob Shooter, and we will talk to you next week right here, iHeartRadio.